Welcome to the Just Geronda Experience. My name is Geronda, founder of the Just Geronda program. I'm a psychic medium, oracle, and life transformation mentor. I help people connect with spirit and get themselves all the way together. This space is for everyone ready to rewrite their life story, and all are welcome. I'll beam into your mind with channel messages from my spirit team, authentic, heartfelt interviews, and stories about my journey from despair to declare, all meant to inspire you, shift your perspective, and break free from patterns that no longer serve you. This is my heart and my life and soul's mission. I'm excited you're here. Let's do this. Hey guys, so let's jump into it. So I have been just having some revelations, and I thought I'd take this episode to really help y'all put some things in perspective. So you guys know that I have like my spiritual, I call them SSS, my spiritual superstar stunners, right? And those are the people that, you know, it's not that they're necessarily sticking to a plan of what I per se have guided them. It's what spirit has moved me to move them and to take the guidance. Because once you adhere to the guidance and you have to feel it in your soul, you know, you have to connect, because you'll meet a lot of people out here in this world and they'll tell you there's so many false prophets and false light workers that are doing things for like their gain. Okay. And, you know, when you truly meet someone, it's amazing because you're going to feel it. You're going to vibe. You're going to get hot and sweaty, you know, and things of that nature, because you recognize like, oh my God, like this is it. And I remember the first time I actually stepped in front of someone like that. And her name was Geraldine. And I actually met her, believe it or not, at a hair braiding place in Houston. And, you know, she was a unique person. And I remember just like, okay, so the truth of the matter is when you're meant to be eccentric and different, you're going to stand out, and they're not going to like you. I'm telling you, they're not going to like you. You've got to be able to have either thick skin, and you got to be assured of who you are and in your skin to be able to take it, you know? And I definitely know what that's like, because the problem is when you're around miserable freaking people, they will sit up there and they will find any type of good news that you get that comes your way. They're going to find some way to pick that thing apart and make you feel like, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. And thank you for revealing to me who you really are. And the thing about it is, you know, the key word and the key phrase that I hear from people who try to dismiss you is, okay, while you're sitting over there, I'm getting my life together, follow my guidance, and taking cash and checks. That type of stuff is more of a power angle and more of a destructiveness. I said, because like, and I like in my family, like, am I saying I am the biggest and the baddest and the most richest or powerfulest or whatever? No, I'm not. But as I told you guys before, you know your position. You know what you will and won't tolerate. And people can't stand it. They can't stand it. They hate it with a passion that it ended up being you. You know what I'm saying? They can't stand it. They so mad when you be around them. They look like they about to straight shit on themselves because they just be so mad. I ain't got a problem with it. And the reason I talk about this is because there's other people like in classifications that I deal with. So I call them SSS. I said, except for their title is Sabotage Shit Show. And the reason I tell you guys about this is because I'm going to give y'all some, look, I told you this season, we're going to deal with real practical, technical examples of what happens. And like I said, either you like it or you don't. But for those of you who need to hear it, you need to hear this, right? Okay, so you have those people in your family, no matter what they say, they are trying so hard to imitate and be you for no reason. I said, because when you think back, and you know, I always say that you got to release that, like resentment, you got to build it up and you got to release it or whatever. Yes, you do, because you have to get your power back, because if they know that they are controlling you in that situation and things of that nature, they will continuously do things until you finally pop off and give them the reaction that they've been seeking. But at the same time, when I say pop off, now I did not say go do anything crazy or stupid. Let me just put that disclaimer right there. That's not what I'm saying. There's no premeditation in what I'm telling you, okay? But it's just, they try it. And then when you pop back with them and you put them in line and you're like, no, you, who you talking to? Like, don't bring it over here, because you can get it. You know what I'm saying? So, and they imitate you and they want to be you. And I said, it really does bother you, because at the end of the day, you're just wanting some family. You're just wanting somebody to, like, where you can bounce ideas off of, and like you can have conversations about things, and it's not going to be misconstrued as, oh, she thinks she know everything. Well, let me tell you something, boo-boo. I don't think I know everything. I am highly enlightened, and I thank God and spirit every day and source every day for my abilities, because while I'm over here dealing with your messiness and your mess, I have helped so many people in spirit, and it's so gratifying. And so, you know, they say imitation is a sincere form of flattery. It is. But when you're looking to go inside your core of who you're dealing with, and then you realize they're not for you. I said, just as quick as they smile in your face and they'll take the gifts, they'll take the money, they'll take anything you give them. But then if you try to reach out to them, to talk to them, stuff like that, girl, lies. They got every excuse in the book. They don't want to talk to you, or they so the what? Okay, they be like, they so booked and busy and all this other stuff. I'm thinking, well, what you saying, and what's your something in that equation ain't making sense. That's when you have to really start internalizing, and you start realizing you're on your ascension process and you're on your way up, right? I said, and the sabotage shit show is for people who. Ooh, I'm going to give you a really good example. So there was a situation coming up, and okay, so like there, I gotta be careful because of legality. So basically there are situations that come up where you get invited to things, or you go out of your way for other people, like friends and family, right? And so you always show up. So let's say, like, I know in our family, there was a gentleman in our family that had to have heart surgery, right? And we showed up for the family. We always show up, because the way I see it is, if something happens, I don't want to have that regret hanging on my burden or in me as a spirit. I want to make sure that as a good spiritual-led person of spirit and of source, that I'm going to do the right thing. Because karma, you may not see it. And you know, I've always said this to you guys. Spirit sees everything and knows all. Spirit don't lie. So when you are doing everything right by spirit, and yeah, you're going to have those moments of breakdown where you cry and you're like, I don't understand why I'm continuously being abused by my family. It is abusive. And it isn't just about your family. It's in work relationships too. Sometimes you have to let go of relationships when you've known people for 25, 30 years, because they're abusing their authority to be in your inner circle, and they're taking you for granted, right? So I've said this before, when people reveal themselves to you, believe them. Don't keep going back for more and more. And I'm guilty of this, because I've been preaching it to you guys, and I honestly fell off on that, because I felt like, if, you know, this is my family, you know, I've got to make concessions. Well, nope, because what I'm not going to do, and I'm not doing it anymore. And then this moves me to my next thing. Sabotagers are people who appear to your face and they're all about, yeah, we're like family, yeah. And then the minute they get a chance, they go run back to their little families and play like they the victim. Oh my gosh, the victim, victim, victim. You know why they act like they the victim? Because they have nothing else of substance to make themselves relevant for you to stand out on their own. They have to always plug on you and suck the life out of you, like I told you guys before, like an emotional vamp, because in reality, what exactly are they doing, you know, other than creating chaos and mess? So back to the sabotage part two. It's probably part three or four, but I'm just going in today, y'all. Because I'm tired of this. Because a lot of people who have peace, and it's not about, like I said, it's when you have your peace and you're trying your best to work on yourself, you always got them sabotagers, the emotional vamps. Now, emotional vamps are people who take your energy away and suck the life out of you, and you just be drained. A sabotager is somebody that they're constantly, they may not drain your energy, but they're doing little things indirectly. Like, they try to act ditzy and stuff. Like, they don't understand. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Oh my God. But behind the scenes, as soon as they leave, they're smarter than a damn whistle. Now, I don't know how smart a whistle is, but y'all get the gist. So y'all get it. So, and they act like, oh, well, I didn't know. But then as soon as they leave, they go back to their families and they be trying to play them. I don't know. They're just all like mad at me. Playing games. Stop playing with me. Because I don't play games. I'll entertain the game. I'll do it. But then I'm going to call a technical and you out. So that's the other thing. Like I said, it's just, it's a matter of you just acknowledging it. Because the sabotagers, they're good. Like, they good. They good, good. Like, you don't even be seeing that stuff. And it takes you a minute to step away for you to recognize, oh my God, they're manipulating everybody and turn them against me. And trust me, I know. I was like, because in my family, I get it all the time. And then it's like the people that you thought were going to be beside you and stop acting so freakish entitled. Like, oh my God, I have this one family member. So I flew into Atlanta and I went to go shopping. And oh my God, this family member was all over the store picking stuff up like it was theirs. And then when it came time to pay the bill, what they do? They stepped to the side. Oh, wait. Oh. Yeah, oh my God, I tell y'all, you need a reality show because y'all could honestly see it. So sabotagers, they come in all different angles and circles. So you got to be whole and sound and assured of what and who you are. And the next part, and I'm going to round this out, is your availability. You need to stop being available to people who, when you call them, they either in a bad dang mood and, you know, all that extraness for nothing. Why? I was just calling you to see how you was doing. And I'll leave it like this. When you're dealing with people that are sabotagers and shit show, people who are sabotagers and about the shit show effect, they will do anything that they can to cause chaos, no matter what it is. So in my family, there was a family member of mine that I had, me and my daughter, we had stayed behind, took care of them because they were not feeling well. So I was, my father, you know, he went through this COVID thing and everything. So we were trying to make sure that, you know, he was taken care of and everything. So I said, you know, they have these shakes, you know, and the point of the story, I'm going to get to the sabotage shit show part. So we stay behind and I was going to get these. They have these medical shakes from medical necessary, like nutrition shakes that help you gain weight and everything. And so I said, I'll reach out to the doctor and, you know, send the information and requirements by so we can submit it to your insurance to see if it's going to be approved, right? This is where the shit show part comes in. So as soon as I hung up with that family member, that person decided to call the doctor and block me access from talking about the records. And, you know, granted, I don't need to get into all the actual meat of the medical records. It's not my business. You know what I mean? If that's their way, that's their information. It is 100% to say, no, you cannot have access to that. And I respect that because that's their privacy and that's their business. You know what I mean? But the part that got me is I got blocked. And then the medical assistant lady that works for the doctor jumped me and attacked me. Now, baby, hold up. We gonna, Spirit, I'm gonna need you to come through real quick. So I felt that rise because I was like, why are you attacking me? This is not really why I'm calling up here. I said, I was calling because of this. I said, so what you're talking about is out of left field. But thank you for revealing to me that this person just caused a whole shit show for no reason. I said, all because they want to keep the power and the control because it's abusive when you are playing on someone's emotions, when they're trying to help you become better and every effort that they're taking, you're blocking them for some reason. It doesn't make sense. So not only did my father did not receive the care that he needed, it just kind of let me know that that was the point that I need to go ahead and cut that relationship off and no longer have one. Because like I think I told you guys a little of my story. I didn't talk to my family for like 16 years. And it just seems like the more I'm, you know, starting to be around them, the more it's always people have, they have these issues or errors or stuff like that. And true enough, you know, once enough of them have done it to you, you do start looking inward. you do start asking yourself, is it me? Is it how I'm treating someone? Because maybe I can do better. But when you sit back and you look at the whole picture, it's not. It's something within them that they have to recognize and why they feel a certain type of way. Okay. So that's just on family. So, you know, abuse comes in so many shades and different forms, right? You have your physical abuse that leaves the physical bruises. You have your emotional abuse that leaves forever emotional scars on you, right? And, you know, then you deal with the gaslighting, and then you deal with the narcissisms and the, you know, all those different labels that are out there. But at the end of the day, you know, I've told you before, you teach people how to treat you. If they feel like they can have access to be demeaning and keep chaos up just to have chaos in you, in some type of circle and around your energy ring and everything, then, you know, you need to do turn inward and look at yourself, as I'm having to do, and say, what relationships am I ready just to let them go? You know, because they're no longer serving me, right? So that's where I take the accountability in those type of relationships, because you do have to get to a point to where you have to say, this, I keep attracting this. Remember I told you guys the rings and the nucleus and all that stuff? You know, and like I said, I deal in the metaphysics and the spiritual realms. So some of the terms and technologies, some of the terms that I use, it will resonate with you and some of them won't. You know, and if it doesn't, that means that that message wasn't meant for you. But if other parts of the messages resonate with you, then that was meant for your spirit and your soul to hear that, so they can start guiding you back onto the right path of your soul's purpose. Okay. And it's fine. Like, I get sent DMs and questions and emails all the time. Like, you know, like, are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. You know, and it's things like that, that, you know, I have to look at it. You know, this life's mission and life's purpose is a people's thing. And so, like, not everything people are going to connect. And I understand that. I respect that. I'm not closed-minded to where I don't respect other people's views and opinions. But at the same time, I live in my faith. I live in my spirit. I live in my truth. And I know this is what is being downloaded to me from source. So I will not waver. But I will listen and be open to other people's opinions. Therefore, when you're going through things with your family and they're in that process of that sabotage shit show stuff that they're doing, and things of that nature, you know, you just have to stand faith on what you know from spirit and who you are as a person, and look at the outcome of your life and where you're heading and your joy. Because no matter what they say, no matter what they say or anyone says, people are always going to be there to try to tear you down. And the thing is, those are your spiritual tests. They get harder and harder and harder, and they'll get harder. When are you going to say enough is enough and I am worthy, that I need to recalibrate myself? That way I'm not attracting this type of thing. Okay. So people who are, again, in their midst of their phase of their sabotage shit show, yeah, you probably need to reevaluate what your energy you're putting out, and then make your decisions of who you want to stay in your circle and who you want that elevates you and lifts you and makes you want to be better. You'll be surprised, because the person that you always thought wasn't for you is actually been for you. It's been the people that's been closest to you that are holding you down. All right, guys, it's that time for me to beam my way back out your minds. Until next time, go beyond naming it and claiming it. Live it.